The UP's Country Kicks 104.7. Arthur Wyman here with you. It is 19 now after 8 o'clock, 7:19 Central Time, and that means... Corona update. Time to update you on what's been happening over the past day or so. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reported 172 more deaths Thursday from the coronavirus. That brings the total number of COVID-19 deaths in the state to 2,093. Of those 172 deaths reported yesterday, 152 of them were in the Metro Detroit's Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, with 100 of those in Wayne, which, of course, is where Detroit is located. Reported confirmed cases rose 1,204 to 29,263 cases. Metro Detroit also still comprises the majority of the state's cases, with Detroit now reporting 7,383 cases and 546 deaths, while the rest of Wayne County reports an additional 5,619 confirmed cases, along with 435 deaths. Now, Oakland County, 5,778 cases, 420 deaths, and Macomb County now has 3,992 cases and 354 coronavirus deaths. The only other county in Michigan reporting over 1,000 cases is Genesee County, which is right nearby, with 1,147 coronavirus cases and 99 deaths. Now, up here in the UP, the number of confirmed cases rose by 2 to 56, with no new deaths as of yesterday's official numbers. Six counties in Michigan are reporting no COVID-19 cases. Five of those counties are right here in the UP. Now, Michigan continues to see a wave of unemployment claims, according to initial Bureau of Labor Statistics data that was released Thursday morning. According to those numbers, the jobless total since the stay-at-home order is now 1,030,320. Now, that total includes 219,320 who filed claims for the first time last week. That weekly total is down from the previous week, when 388,554 Michiganders filed unemployment for the first time. Nationally, 5,245,000 people filed for benefits, a decrease of 1,370,000 from the previous week's revised level. That brings the national jobless total to about 22 million people. Now, weekly unemployment benefits here in Michigan is capped at $362. The average benefit paid out in March was $325. Now, federal stimulus funding will be adding $600 per week to unemployment payments, and that's for up to 4 months. State benefits can be paid for up to 26 weeks, with a federal 13-week extension possible. That's all under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, better known as the CARES Act. Now, Michigan continues to struggle with the volume of claims coming in to boot. Now, most unemployment claims are filed online, but the system continues to struggle under the current overload. Saturday phone hours are now being added to assist residents who do not have internet access and need to file by telephone. And that is the coronavirus update for this Friday, April the 17th. That's John Pardee and Ain't Always the Cowboy on the UP's Country Kicks 104.7. Now, as promised, it's time to take a look at the coronavirus update for this Friday, the 25th of September. The Michigan officials reported 982 new coronavirus cases yesterday, bringing the total number of cases statewide to 119,597. The Department of Health and Human Services also reported 8 new deaths, which brought the total number of confirmed coronavirus-related deaths to 6,700. Here in the Upper Peninsula, the number of the new coronavirus cases increased by more than 90 for the second day in a row. Officials reported 92 new cases yesterday, bringing the total coronavirus case total in the UP up to 1,834. No new deaths were reported yesterday, keeping our total at 26. Worldwide, there are now more than 32 million confirmed coronavirus cases, with 983,417 deaths. And here in the U.S., there are now nearly 7 million confirmed coronavirus cases, with 202,798 deaths. Those are the latest numbers that come to us courtesy of Johns Hopkins University. And that is our coronavirus update for this Friday, September